Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Lads, the planet is in a jocker. Ah, it is. We know that. Well, on the line now is actually a fella who has taken the time to visit some places where people are doing their best to help. The End of the World with Beans is a new show starting on Tuesday on RT1 at 7 p.m. And comedian Martin Beans Ward is on the line now just to tell me all about it. Martin, how's it going?
Not too bad. I'm a little bit smothered now with a head cold. So
you don't sound it.
Oh, believe me, I am. I did like 3 minutes straight of coughing before I entered the call.
Well, I just want to say thank you then for not coming in and giving it to me. I appreciate that you're on the line and not coughing and spluttering all over me. So fair play to you. Come here. What is the whole idea behind the show?
It's basically to look at, I suppose, the state of the environment, the climate, but more to do with meeting people that are facing these issues. And I suppose right from the get-go, I will say that it's not a preachy series. Mm. It's not one of those change your habits type of thing. I mean, me sauntering in with my big 2.5-litre diesel engine heading me, I'm not in a position to tell any of the viewers how they should change their lives. But it does look at, you know, I suppose, how our habits impact both Ireland and abroad.
Did it have an effect on you? After doing the show?
Absolutely.
Okay, so without being preachy, you thought, oh, geez, we better do something.
Well, the main one for me was we did an episode on fast fashion, and I think that's something that everybody is guilty of, mm-hmm. you know, jumping into, not mm-hmm. pointing fingers, but you know, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. I gave up shopping for a year.
Yeah, because you probably have about 5 wardrobes already full.
We are all guilty of it. But you know what giving up the shopping for a year did? It really did make me think twice about when I shop now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I have to really love something and I go for more high quality stuff. But fast fashion is a huge problem. And do you know what I hear an awful lot is, we're too far gone. Like, this top won't make a difference. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, that collective narrative and that collective attitude is getting us into a lot of trouble. And you, speaking of shopping, you've been all over the shop. You've been to Kenya, you've been to Ohio, you've been to France, you've been to Maine and even Cavan.
I know, yeah. So, the language barrier in Cavan, huh?
How did you swing this gig?
I didn't swing any gig. I suppose I've been banging on the door for numerous years now. I have several ideas that I'd love to see on TV. And this one was just an amalgamation of everyone looking for something similar. Meeting people. And the two production companies, they were really interested in the topic. And most importantly, RTE and the BAI were interested in, you know, something to do with climate, but on the factual entertainment side rather than the factual side.
Sure.
Because I'm not an expert at all. And even though when I was saying about fast fashion, like that one held a mirror up to my own habits. You know, like my first presenter job, my ego was through the roof. I was thinking, okay, I'm going to wear this blazer for this episode and this shirt with that blazer. And I had a whole shopping list of things I was going to buy. And then we go to Kenya and we see the effects of, you know, the actual effects of fast fashion in a big massive landfill, the largest dump in East Africa, where a huge portion of our clothes that we donate actually end up. 30% of the clothes that we donate is rubbish. It can't even be sold on in a secondhand clothes market in the middle of Nairobi. And within 5 minutes of landing there, there was a kid going around with a Dublin City Marathon top on, and lots of the stalls had like Irish jerseys, Mayo jerseys. I mean, talk about useless.
Wow.
but this is the thing, you see. You know, they were being used, but the stuff then that was too useless to be used ended up in this dump.
It's interesting and that you said that, and that's a very important point. Like 30% of the stuff that we donate, you know what I mean? You think you're doing good by sending it off to a charity shop or just getting it out of the house and going, mm-hmm. oh, that'll be used, but a lot of it is not. So the only way we can combat this is to stop bloody shopping. Stop buying
stuff. This is the thing. On that same episode, we spoke to some experts who actually worked with, you know, high fashion chains. And like I learned that to produce enough cotton to make one pair of jeans and one T-shirt takes 10,000 litres. So I had to look at my shopping list and I was like, Jesus, that's up to 100,000 litres of water there alone. So that's what really held the mirror up to me and my habits. Mm. Now, whether the viewer takes something from that, that's totally their prerogative. But at least it might start, you know, a conversation. It definitely forced me to look at my own ego and to place that, you know, below what the actual needs of the environment is. And I ended up just wearing, you know, outdoor gear that I already had, walking gear and hiking gear. And to be honest with you, it's totally liberating not to fall victim to your own ego. Because I think we live in a time, it's all instant gratification. Can't be seen in the same top twice. Absolute, it's crazy behavior. And it's so liberating to step beyond that and say, well, you know what? I have a washing machine. And most people know that you have a washing machine. Why are we putting this pressure on ourselves? You know, we can reuse our old jeans, reuse our old tops, and do some charity shopping. Go to thrift stores. There's some great clothes to be found.
And there's a lot, just for women especially, right
all
now.
All men, Jennifer, we have the same pressure.
When I'm talking about dresses for events and stuff, which is a huge pressure well. There's a lot, I don't know if it is the same, but there's a lot of places in Ireland right now, I can name a few of them, that lend clothes. Lending is big, and I think we need to jump on that bandwagon. So, you know, a lot of stuff.
That's a cool idea.
You can just borrow for a night and send it back and, you know, and recycle and reuse, and you're still in something brand new, but then you give it back and then they get to use on. Again, tell us about going to Cavan, to one of these no plastic shops. I have one in my area, but there's a few of them around these days. Do you think that could really take off? What do you think?
I think it's a fantastic idea. And the two girls, the two sisters, they're really, really trying to push it in Cavan. And like when I went in, we were told to bring our own tote bags, bring our own, you know, glass jars, and you fill up the glass jars with what you need in the shop. And there was zero plastic being used, and like I still have the glass jars, so it's not as if they're not going to be reused again. I think it's a great idea. How that could unfold to major supermarkets, I don't know, but I suppose that's a question for the policymakers, you know, how to make it easier for the consumer. Because it's a great idea, it really is.
Just one more in the first episode. You met a Michelin star chef with mixed results. I have a little clip. this is what happened when you met him.
Down the hatch, give it a bit chew, bit of intense, and then and back up again.
Not for your palate. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. I hope that's biodegradable.
At least you tried it.
That's a great gag. Literally, you were gagging on television.
It was disgusting.
What was it?
An oyster. Yeah. Absolutely rotten. It was like salty snot.
Yeah, it's pointless. I agree with you. Absolutely. The only nice thing about it of an oyster is the stuff they put it in. But why were you eating an oyster?
Because it's something that you can find along the Irish shores, and you know, and I was like, there's a reason why you can find so many of them, because people just don't want to eat them.
Yeah, I'd rather not shop ever again than have to eat oysters, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but like for some reason people see them as like, you know, a delicacy, or you know, oh look at me, I'm eating oysters. They're rotten. They're absolutely manky. I don't know how anyone could ever sell them or market them as something that's great. And as in regards to being an aphrodisiac, I can tell you now, there's nothing sexy about puking up in public on a beach.
No, not at all. You also went to America with me, old pal Bernard O'Shea. How did that go?
Great. Bernard ended up going on a rescue mission on a horse and cart for this dog. This dog was about 20 stone weight, but it went missing. And he came back, and you'd swear he was off in the middle of, you know, middle America or something for the last 4 weeks. When he came back, he was so proud of himself.
Best
we had
boy.
To sleep in this little tiny hut.
Oh my God.
Bernard doesn't like feet. Put it that way, because as soon as my shoes came off, he was almost like, well, I'll sleep in the garden, you know? And he doesn't like mucking out either. We're in the stable, and like, there's this one guy, he's on his own, he's an Amish dude. And he has to do all the farm work himself. And I said, look, we'll give a hand. We'll, you know, shovel some of that manure for you. Not a hope would you get Bernard doing it. Bernard,
not at all.
Ran a mile.
He's probably off getting his nails done, that fella. Come here.
Former
inter-county hurler, Dermot Ling, was in studio before talking about, you know, living in the wild and manly stuff he does with people. How did you get on with him? Because he features as well.
He's great. He's brilliant. And yeah, because he's doing this whole thing about, like, you know, rewilding the self type of thing, you know. I'm not so sure about the whole, you know, being masculine, being manly. I was there, like, you know, a human teapot, one hand on the hip type of thing, you know. It's like, Dermot, how do I do this now with the scythe and the hurdle, you know? And, but it was great because what he was actually talking about was getting away from technology, getting out as a group and talking about ourselves, what's going on in our lives, but being out in nature. He's a great guy, actually. He really is.
Listen, I think you're the perfect person to do a show like this. It sounds amazing, with a bit of crack as well. When's it on and what's it called again, so people can look out for it?
It's called The End of the World with Beans. And the question is it the end of the world or, you know, is it not? And it starts on March 12th, 7 o'clock on RTE1.
Good job.
Listen. Right after the news. A lovely little start after the news, and people are looking for climate discussion.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. Bit of crack as well. Listen, thank you so much for joining me today. That was Martin Beans Ward. Don't forget to check out the show. It is starting Tuesday, RTE1 at 7 p.m. And we'll be back with more after these.
Jem Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.